I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. North Carolina has a lot of work to do when it comes to addressing women's health and wellness. That's the finding of a state-commissioned report unveiled in Asheville this week. The report, conducted by the Washington think tank Institute for Women's Policy Research, shows overall North Carolina has made some progress in lowering death rates from heart disease and cancer. But, says Institute Study Director Elise Shaw, the state still ranks among the highest in the country in a number of areas, including stroke and infant mortality rates.
So you're kind of still ranked towards the bottom nationally when you look at the different indicators, and you still receive a D overall.
The findings show white women fare better than minorities, and for the most part, women in urban counties have better health outcomes than their rural counterparts. A closer look at Western North Carolina revealed a mixed bag. One example, Transylvania and Jackson counties had some of the lowest heart disease death rates in the state. Cherokee and Swain among the highest.
You can't argue when the numbers are looking at you.
Rebecca Planchard is a health policy advisor for the state. She says while the findings may be a tough pill to swallow, they can also help energize lawmakers.
We see data that shares disparities front and center. That pushes us, policymakers, it pushes our legislators to action when we see a report like this come out.
Among the policy recommendations in the report, closing the insurance coverage gap, and increasing medical investments in rural areas.